Welcome back to another episode of Girls With Fun.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Good. Possibly over-caffeinated, feeling a little jittery, so we'll see how this episode goes.
All right, well, we can get right into it. Today's special episode, The Man of the Hour, we are discussing Min Yoongi, a.k.a. Suga, a.k.a. August T.
a.k.a. Gloss.
Exactly. Keep going.
What alias does this man not have?
All right. Where do we start? I don't know. I always think about, like, what were we doing in 2008?
Oh, God. what were we doing in 2008? I would have been 16, 17, depending on when. I was, I guess, a sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was probably just being a nerd, studying, doing whatever.
Yeah. I was in eighth grade.
How does the gap get wider every time we talk? Like,
was it? Hold on. January 2008. Was I even in 8th grade yet? No. I think January 2008 I would have been in 7th grade.
Dang.
So were you a sophomore?
Yeah, I probably was if I graduated in June of 2010, right? This is why, like, in our friendship, I feel that we're the same age. And then, like, we talk about when we were young, and I'm like, I'm so old. So your Yoongi part was going into the clubs.
Was he in 2008?
I don't know.
Maybe a little later.
Yeah, I think it was 2010. So
we'll get there. 10th grade. Anyway.
Yeah.
2008, first hint of Yoongi apparently, and shout out to Twitter user and Reddit user Babesaid, because I've been like kind of obsessed with their like historical narrative of Bangtan for a while, so I'm glad that we're doing these episodes that we can talk about it.
They are literally doing the Lord's work. Like, it would be really difficult to have these episodes without them.
Exactly, this is the kind of investigative journalism we need. We'll link it in the episode as well, so you can check it out. But anyway, apparently the first hint of Yoongi is from January 2008 in a fan cafe. It's also where Namjoon was most active pre-debut. So
I just have to laugh at this screenshot. Well, first of all, it's coming through at 3:21 in the afternoon. So, like, is he in class posting this? but also, I mean, just looking at the timestamp on this screen grab. But also, he has his username m.y.k, so Min Yoongi, I guess. but then he puts his full government name just in the post, the body of this post, asking to, like, level up. Like, see where it says Irim, Min Yoongi? Like, he put his name on this online forum. Like, stay safe on the internet, kids. Like, it was just a different time, for real.
Well, I guess apparently there's some debate about whether this could be him or not, because there was two Kim Namjoons or whatever apparently active at the same time, so about 90% sure that it's him, but I'd assume it's him. But maybe it was a weekend, do we know?
We can find out.
Back that far.
We can find out. It was January 30th. Hang on. This is the Virgo receipt, so I have to know. What day of the week was it? I had to move my phone. Current events. Wikipedia coming through. But, like, tell me the day of the week. It was a Wednesday. My guy, you're supposed to be in class. Like I said, being a big nerd in 2008.
Well, also, what time does school get out?
Yeah, that's a good point. Who knows? Okay. I don't know the schedule over there. Plus, it could have been, like, the unsupervised computer lab time where, like, people are really doing whatever.
True.
For all the Gen Z who don't know what I'm talking about, before we had smartphones, we had to go to a computer lab and play Oregon Trail or, I don't know, do whatever else kids are doing on the computer.
I think the thought was, like, it was supposed to be doing something productive on the computer lab, but no. It would be like playing Freddy Fish or something. So, yeah, no.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, January 2008. He uploads a beat in June of 2008. So I would assume this is him because we know that he originally wanted to be a producer, right? And if you listen to the, well, wait, no, that's not the song. Yeah, I just listened to it, and it sounds like something he would put out. Like, he's been very consistent over the years. If this is, in fact, him, this sounds like a beat that he would make. It also sounded familiar to a song. I can't pinpoint what song it was, but it sounds like some song I've heard from him. So maybe he's, like, you know, pulled from older source material in his, like, later years and refined them as he's went on. I feel like... We've talked about this as a fandom for some other song. What song is it? Don't ask me now. But I've seen this before. Like, this is not new. So I imagine that this is, in fact, him.
It's funny, too, because, like, later on they talk about, like, just, like, a couple paragraphs down in the post. They say he wasn't posting anything from June 2008 to May 2010. Ironically, Bep says... it's possible that he may have uploaded a few more songs during this time, but I think the number was probably small because he never leveled up in Jungle Radio. And in a 2014 interview for BTS Official Fan Club magazine, he said he composed songs as a hobby in middle school but didn't get serious about it until high school. He was, however, working part-time in a music studio in Daegu and selling beats he made, so it's likely that a lot more Minyoongi beats are out there, but probably uncredited toward him, unfortunately. And I was like, imagine buying a beat off of 17-year-old or 15-year-old or whatever age Minyoongi. And, like, does he remember all the songs he did? Like, or does he hear a song and he's like, wait, did I work on this? Like,
that's a good point. Very possible. Yeah, what do you do? Like, where are the people who, like, receive his beats? Are they, like, coming out of the woodwork now? Like, I had a beat produced by Suga in 2000.
And I only paid $10 and you bees exactly. have to pay $10,000 or whatever. Yeah.
Unrelated to Suga, I noticed that somebody in D-Town was named Baby J, and I'm like, what about this name? Wasn't that also supposed to be Jimin's, like, it was, like, an option for Jimin's name?
Plot twist, yeah.
What is it about Baby J that everyone wants to have this alias? I was thinking about his, like, D-Town members, and I feel like we don't hear about these people as much as we hear about, like, Namjoon's Nam-hup crew or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm curious. Not that I really want to know so much about them, but just more so, like, why we don't hear about these other members as much. Like, I wonder if he keeps in contact with them or... I don't know. Do they have a falling out or they just parted ways and it's like no bad blood? But I'm just curious.
Plot twist, Dear My Friend is written about a member of D-Town. I have no idea. Be. I'm just joking for anyone who's like, what? This is completely me just joking. Yeah. I don't know. Like reading this, my impression was that D-Town was a lot more fluid or like... a lot less organized. Like, I don't know, like, they talk about different members that were in D-Town, but, like, how there was so much turnover, and, like, by the time he joined, like, a bunch of so-and-so people weren't in it, and then it was, like, different people, so, I don't know.
You think rappers in, like, Daegu had beef with, like, rappers in Seoul, kind of like how we have, like, you know, New York, like, Cali beef in the 90s?
I'm going to say yes, but what that looks like in the Korean context, I have no idea.
Yeah, I doubt it's the same, but...
like, can't comment.
Yeah. Oh, God. Anyway.
All I thought it was interesting that one of his early tracks, the one in May 2010, so it says, in May 2010, Yoongi finally reappears, posting his gloss on Pan. He uploads the song 518062. It was made for a festival honoring the democratic uprising in Gwangju in 1980. It's just interesting because I think it just underscores how Yoongi has been... at least somewhat political or talking about social issues in some form, like pretty much from the beginning. Because you, again, I can't speak to the Korean context. I'm not Korean. A lot of what I know is filtered through like BTS or K-drama. I mean, of course, I've like done some reading and stuff, but like obviously like my angle is very influenced. But like, I think that's something that's been like, like, it's still ongoing and people are, like, still coming to terms with it and it's still being acknowledged. Even though it happened in the 80s, I think it's not considered, like, resolved. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. All right. Do you recall what you were saying?
Yes, I do. So I had just talked about Yoongi's song for honoring the Gwangju uprising, but then I was starting to say like how he says "Suga" at the start of every track. I guess his old little call-in. I don't know what you want to call it. It was gloss so fresh, G's in the building. Doesn't roll off the tongue. I had thoughts on that, but I wasn't going to say anything.
Yeah. Anyway.
You don't want to share your thoughts?
No, I don't. I don't. I don't. I'll say interesting choice of words. also very, very timely. Very of his era. Yeah, there's a few posters here of him performing with G-Town, I'm assuming, at clubs. So again, but he's kind of older, right? So it's like, it makes more sense that he's out in a club as opposed to
not doing yeah. the time. I did have the thought by 2010, he's what, like 17? So it's not like...
Yeah.
I mean, should you be out in the club? Debatable. You're still a minor, right. But like, it's not as shocking as like a 14 or 15 year old.
Yeah. Also the like 5,000 won entry fee.
Yeah. $5 to see Min Yoongi headline. Like,
exactly. Somewhere around like $5 to go see Min Yoongi.
Can nice. You imagine, like, there have to, again, I say this every time, but, like, there have to be ARMY out there who, like, were in Daegu and, like, went. Like, you're really winning at life, please.
Exactly.
I mean, think about, like, tickets are $500 now. Easy. Easy.
Right.
Also, I see he was performing with someone called Freedom Monster, like, you were just talking about Baby J, but, like... Rap monster. Why so many monsters?
Also, look at the other name below it. It's a that is a rap name if I've ever seen one.
Where? Which one?
The fourth one? It's a very strong curse word in his life. I'm assuming. I don't know if it's male. And their name here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Dang, I'm so desensitized. I was like, someone's cursing, and it's staring me right there in the face. I'm just like, whatever. I was distracted by McFeisty. It's giving McLovin from The Hangover. So. Anyway. I mean,
it looks like that's also a group name, I'm assuming.
The group name? Oh, I see, because it's like two people in parentheses.
Yeah.
Also, like, creative capitalization is such, like, a millennial thing. I feel like Gen Z is, like, no caps ever.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was looking at Y Jeff, if you're wondering, because, like, Y is capitalized, J is, both Fs are, but not the E in the middle. Also, paprika. I don't know. I just don't
paprika
know.
Paprika is a choice. That is a choice.
Oh, we can't ever go to Daegu as we sit here like roasting the other the underground rappers' names.
I'm not saying anything.
You're like, that's all you.
Woo. Anyway, there's a lot of talk here about the like Hit It audition we've heard about.
Yeah.
For a while. Also, it has that the iconic Yugi video of him auditioning.
In his polo shirt.
In the mohawk.
The drip never stops, alright?
Oh, God. Somebody's comment was like, his forehead was never seen again after this.
Dang.
Oh, God. What a time to be alive. I don't know. Iconic. I like watching that video, though, at least because you can see that, like, he's definitely evolved over the years, but, like, some things just stay the same, and it still has that, like, I don't know, that, like, iconic Yoongi swagger to it. I don't know. I just love watching it.
The, like, raw energy and passion. Like, he's bringing his all. Yeah.
I want to know more about his, like, transition from the producing to, like, the rapping. And I'm sure he's probably said it in other interviews and whatnot. But, like, okay, you know, there's always that narrative that, like, he went to, like, Big Hit in order to, like, be a producer initially and not necessarily to be a rapper. But, like, he's obviously rapping here in this audition and he's rapped on, like, other tracks. I don't know, I'm just kind of more curious about how he made that transition or decided to do both as opposed to sticking with producing.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like we'd have to track the timing, so like let me know if I'm wrong, but it also sounds to me like he joined Big Hit before they really knew what they were going to do with him, right? Like kind of like how Hobie was at Big Hit before he was part of BTS.
Right. It was really ambitious of Bang PD to try to put like a like true hip hop rap group together as well. Considering like hip hop's always been popular, but it's definitely far more popular now and like palatable to a global audience now than I would say it probably was around that time that they were doing their auditions. Yeah.
14 years ago.
I mean, we were, like, still in the kind of, like, dance track era, I would say, around that time. Like, that was, like, the popular sound. So, I'm kind of curious about Bang PD's thoughts then in trying to put together BTS.
Hey, yo, Hitman Bang represent. Yeah. Yeah, it would be interesting to cover more of that, like if the book talked more about his thought process behind like what he wanted to do, what he was thinking of, and ultimately like what caused the pivot.
Right.
We've heard bits and pieces, but never like the full story.
And I don't think that Bang PD was like prior working with other rappers, if I'm correct. Not on this scale.
I don't know. His background is also shrouded somewhat in mystery. Like, we know he roomed with JYP?
Yeah.
But, like, okay, beyond that, what were you doing in California? Like,
yeah. I guess my thought is of why people were choosing to work with Bang PD if his prior history wasn't, like, working with those types of artists. It was with singers, if I'm correct. like, for the most part.
Yeah.
So, like, putting all your faith into someone who's like, yeah, I can, like, do something for you, but you don't really have, like, the evidence of doing so. It's kind of interesting.
I mean, maybe, like, well, he lived in California, like...
Right.
I have no idea.
I mean, he wasn't a complete nobody, so... Right. But... Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We kind of talked about this with Namjoon, too. Like, telling your parents you're gonna go do this versus, like, working with someone maybe more established or from the big three, you know?
Right.
I really don't know. Fate... Something like that.
Right.
Yeah. I also wonder what the vibe was like in the very early days. Just, like, remembering Yoongi's comments about him sizing up Namjoon and being like, I can take him. Like, I mean, I was just thinking from a perspective of, like, these underground rapper guys who, like, debatably could have a bit of an ego, right? Like... What's the very early vibe like? Like, Yoongi trying to fight everyone?
there's some video out there of, like, Namjoon and Yoongi. And I feel like it was a rather recent video. And I want to say it was a Japanese interview. I want to say it was. Or for a show in Japan. I can't recall. But anyway, they're, like, both kind of, like, reminiscing and talking about those early days. And the, like... slight competitive nature, and they're like not saying it, but you can like kind of see on their face that it was like there's some tension there. Not in like a bad way, but just like I don't know. I imagine that if like Namjoon's like the big shot that he is, right? You also trying to be a rapper would feel like I want to upstage him in some kind of way, right? Like, no, I'm like every rapper thinks they're the best rapper, right? That's yeah. Kind of like goes hand in hand. So
I'm just envisioning like the Spider-Man meme of like Namjoon, Yoongi, and Hobie, but like Hobie's like the dance crew kid at the time, right? And then like I don't know, yeah, like I mean Namjoon's this like up and coming like kid from Seoul, people are like talking about how impressive he is, but Yoongi's like, I've been grinding it out and selling beats, you know, like
exactly.
I've been working in the field, like I can see how there could be some like yeah tension is a good word. There was something
exactly.
There's something going on, like I mean, yeah. Me personally, I've never once struggled with jealousy or comparing myself to others, but like one could imagine. So.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Mm. So, yeah. Yoongi loses to 11, which we know, but they both make it to BTS anyway. The initial version of BTS, so it didn't matter.
Well, it's interesting, too, because it was either the recent docuseries or in the... No, it was in Sujita. Yoongi said that he had already been... He already had, like, a contract, so it didn't even matter that he came in second.
Yeah.
So... Although, interestingly, Babsaid here goes opposite of what I just said in speculation... They say Yoongi has said in multiple interviews that his initial plan was to be a producer at Big Hit, but as far as I can tell, he was always a Bangtan member as well, unlike the other members like Jimin and Jin, who spent a long period as trainees without being officially assigned. So maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. Honestly, like, the book, like, conflicts with a lot of things we thought for a while.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, what's true? And this wasn't just stuff that we just, like, made up. This is, like, stuff they said in interviews, as said here. So,
right.
Like, so what's really tea? I don't know.
Well, and, I mean, okay. I guess maybe the switch was, like, from the rap crew collective that was originally envisioned into, like, more probably. Of an idol-style group. But, like, that Roman Empire Yoongi clip from... was it American Hustle Life? When they're in LA, like, shouting things at each other? Was it that? Or was it a different clip where he's like, I need to call out Bong PD. Like, you told me I wouldn't have to dance, and now I have to dance. And, like...
Oh, that was Rookie King.
Yeah. Okay, Rookie King. Like, obviously, if you were in Bangtan from the start, presumably you would have known you had to dance, unless it was, like, more of the hip-hop crew or whatever. But, yeah, who knows? And also, apparently, he said he liked dancing, so was that just all for, like, comedy's sake? Like, I don't know.
Well, also, because didn't he do, like, b-boying?
Yeah, and once he had his accident, he said he had to, like, give that all up.
Yeah.
So... Like, the man himself. But I guess that's
different.
Mixing narratives.
I guess that's different from the kind of dancing you do in a K-pop group, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's the hardest part of doing this series. It's, like, so much is so murky or, like, lost to time. Like, we have... In this post, we didn't talk about it, but there's lyrics for a track that's been taken down. Like... We have competing stories or competing narratives, like, even from the members themselves at different points. Like, the book sometimes says one thing. Like, it's just, like, yeah. As far as I know, this is accurate, but, like, take it all with a grain of salt, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, also, like, okay, so I'm just scrolling down. It talks about some other work he did. For a Daegu rapper called Reflow, it talks about a version of the song that features Basic, who we've heard about. It talks about his first appearance, which was the Saturi rap with Namjoon and Hobie. It says by August 2011, all the old members of Bangtan were out, and the only ones still officially in were Namjoon, Yoongi, and Hobie, according to Hoseok's 2013 Japan Fan Club interview. And then in 2011 or 2012, that's when he injured his shoulder and he hid it from the company because he was afraid he would get cut from the group if they found out. Like, I don't know. People know that I'm, like, a little bit of a skeptic. I know there's people that just, like, fall to the ground and, like, love Bong PD. But, like, what does it say about the, like, trainee culture if he's, like, hiding a kind of serious injury? I mean, a very serious injury if it plagued him for years, you know?
Yeah. I also wonder if he had said something, would Bung PD have cut him?
Yeah, that's true. He could have just felt insecure, but that wasn't reality. But, like, we'll never know, because that's not what happened.
Right. I mean, there could have been other members that got cut. As we know, it was a ton of rotations before they got to the final version of BTS, right? There could have been other members who could have suffered from injuries that they... Not members, I should say. The other trainees... that could have suffered from injuries and had to leave, thus bringing to, like, Yugi's conclusion, like, I cannot say anything about this.
Right. Right. That's an interesting point. I wonder at what point he actually disclosed it. Like, did they realize, like, when we do this choreo, dude is, like, trying to avoid lifting, is it his right arm? Whichever arm, and, like... You know, in every choreo we do where he's, like, icing his shoulder later, you know? Or was he just that good at hiding it? Because, like...
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I'm wondering if it was... that bad of an injury initially, and then it just, over time, just became worse and worse because he never gave it the proper attention that it should have received in the beginning. I mean, because clearly he was... I mean, we saw him, like, dancing for many years.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
When did he first mention it to ARMY? Like, when did we as a fandom find out about it? Do you remember?
It sounds like it might have been in Burn the Stage, episode 3, as it says here. I imagine.
I feel like we knew about it for a long time, but... I don't recall being stunned to find out.
I don't know that before Burn the Stage if we knew. I don't recall. When did Burn the Stage come out? That's been a while.
I mean, because he was talking in 20...
That says 2018. That kind of tracks for me.
Okay.
I don't know if pre-2018 if I'd heard that he had an injury.
I wonder at what point the staff knew, because at some point they must have known. Like, was it like in 2013 after debut and he's like, I'm locked in, I can tell them? And they were like, well, or was it really like in the Burn the Stage episode 3, they like finish recording and they're like, about this revelation that you just shared, like, I'm just curious, because yeah. Like, obviously he was talking when he was filming Dejita, so that must have been like either very late 2019 or early 2020. He was getting shots pretty much constantly because he was saying that like his pain management of like shots and icing and whatever was like no longer working. Right. And that's like what prompted him to finally seek like medical attention. So I assume at some point they started like icing his arm or, you know, making some accommodation for him.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
Yeah. You were like, I feel like we've known for a while. And I'm like, well, that was 5 years ago. It's kind of crazy that it was 5 years ago to think about.
Yeah. I'm having more and more of these moments where I'm like, I'm back in my day. And then I'm like, literally no one cares. Like, truly no one cares. There was a BTS book club recently here in Pittsburgh. And after I left, I just like went and sat in my car and was having like that post hangout, like social anxiety where you're just like, did I go way too hard?
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah.
Interesting. 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 I was sharing with you while doing a research how kind of like finding out more info about Yoongi's pre-debut life, more so on like a personal side, like we were able to look at with Jin. It was a bit more muddy, I would say. Some of the content on there was a bit outrageous as well. There was someone who was like, yeah, Yoongi had like a really hard life growing up. His mom was like stuck in like a home that like burned down and like he couldn't reach her in it, and I was like, are you quoting the Hwa Young-hwa music video and book? Like that wasn't real. That's like the first time that I've seen people that like genuinely thought that like Hobi was like an orphan and like his mom abandoned him. Like, I don't know, like
Hobi, like, worships the ground his mom walks on, so that's even more, like, unbelievable, right? Like,
yeah. Like, that wasn't source material.
I mean, you and I have talked about Quora so much in the past. It can be really helpful if the person, like, cites sources. I think we were using it in a recent episode. But then, like, as we discussed in the past, like, I feel like I see the most unhinged stuff there. And it's, like, yeah. I think the fandom in general, and maybe this is just part of internet culture, is like differentiating fiction from reality. So just in case it's not clear, Hwa Young-hwa is fiction. Reality is different. But even finding out the reality of like Yoongi's home life and like Daegu as a city is like kind of confusing. I think we have this narrative, and you and I were talking about it, that like, I don't know, like, the mean streets of Daegu and, like, it's so dangerous, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I haven't been there. So, like, part of me is, like, I can't really comment. But the other part of me is, like, I don't think that, like, the situation that at least an American audience is imagining is, like, what's happening over there.
Yeah. 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 I think we confuse him rapping about him having like a kind of a tough time growing up as him like literally like getting it out of the mud per se. Like, I don't think he's not from the trenches. I don't know where this narrative started, and maybe it started off as like kind of a joke, but then people like genuinely just like thought people were being serious about it and just like kind of ran with it. Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. Anyway, I also saw a lot of things where it was like, Yoongi grew up in extreme poverty, and I'm like, I don't know that it was extreme poverty. I don't know why we're like, there was a lot of talk about this online. There was also things like, what's the saddest thing about BTS Suga. I'm like, what? What is this, like, kind of, like, kink we have?
I think you and I have talked about this before, like, off the track. But, yeah, people love to turn his, like, life experience into a sob story.
It's odd. It's or, rather
like,
odd.
For your own consumption about, like, Yugi's tragic upbringing. And it right. sounds like there were certainly things that were, like, very challenging that he himself has said, but we just like take it and like run with it. Yeah.
Very odd. I think he's, you know, said in interviews about him having like a rough upbringing. You and I were talking about like his parents like not being as supportive of him being a rapper, producer, or just hip-hop in general, and there was a lot of conflict there to the extent I'm not sure that we can, like, fully say, but, I mean, there's a lot of different narratives out there about what that means exactly. Him having to, like, support himself when he moved to Seoul, at least for, like, for the most part, and so there was definitely hardships there. Like, that goes without saying. I'm not sure that it's as much as we as a fandom have made it out to be.
This is, like, one of those things that's, like, really not my business. But yeah. I'm curious to know, like... this is my opinion... But from my take on it, it seems like out of the members that, like, Yoongi's parents were maybe the least supportive, you had seemed to have, like, a more neutral and a negative opinion. And the way I was reading it was, like, actively kind of in opposition to his career choice, at least at the start. And then you and I were kind of discussing, like, what was the first show that his parents went to? Was it that one in 2016, like 3 years after debut? And if so, I think that's kind of telling in its own way that, like, your son has been debuted for 3 years and this is the first one that you can make it to, you know?
Yeah, my neutral position wasn't so much on, like, his parents' opposition because was familiar with that. It was more so on, like, the level of poverty that people like to attribute to his life. I thought that it was more so that his parents weren't supportive of him, so it was kind of like, you pay for these things yourself, like, you go to Seoul and support yourself, right? Hence him having to have that part-time job where he becomes injured. That was my assumption. It could be more than that. I don't know that we'll ever know, and I don't think that he's ever, like, fully talked about that. But also, like, when we were discussing, like, I was curious of whether it was, like, a kind of poor relative to the environment that he was in. Like, you talked about, like, the wealth disparity of Daegu itself, that there's, like, I don't know, has, like, the lowest, like, GDP in all of Korea, so is it, but also there's, like, tons of, like, rich people in Daegu, so is it kind of, like, all right, relative to where I'm living now, I'm not making as much money as other people who are far more, like, affluent, but I really don't want to speculate on, like, the level of poverty, like, his family was from, right. I'm not sure that it's, like, fully, I'm not sure that it's that relevant given that we have not heard him discuss it in that level of detail. I find the narratives we've painted about Bangkhan in general just kind of interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like he had to make some tough choices. Like, we've heard him himself yeah. say, like, he had to choose between, like, the bus or, like, noodles he wanted. But is that, like, me ordering Uber Eats for, like, the third night in a week? Or is that, like, truly, like, that was his only option? I read it more as the second, but we'll just don't know. We will never know the full extent of it or his family relationship. He said some, like, things I find troubling that I don't really want to repeat, like, on some of the radio interviews from 2013, so you all can dig into that. But, I mean, like, there are certain things where it's just, like, I might like to know, but does it benefit us to know more? Like, we know he struggled, and, like, that's right. enough.
Right. Yeah. I also was seeing a lot of commentary about, like, his willingness to talk about his struggles with depression, among other things. And there was also people, I don't know if it was even worth including in the episode, that were kind of like, why do we focus so much on his battle with depression, whereas, like, other members have been open about it as well. And it's no need to, like, make this, like, the, like, oppression Olympics or depression Olympics, right. Sorry. Like, I don't know, it doesn't have to be a competition or whatever, but I just kind of find it odd that there's even, like, searches for, like, what's the saddest thing about me? Like, why are we so fascinated with that? Like, it's kind of odd. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, do people want to, like, pity him, like, see Yoongi as, like, the victim? But, like, he's really... like, he's an agent in his own life. I mean, yeah. They all are, but, like, he's really come past that. I don't know.
Yeah. And maybe it's, like, an attempt to, like, relate to them in some way. If, you know, you are someone who's facing their own battles with depression and anxiety and things like that, it, I don't know, maybe it helps you relate to them for some reason to know that information, so... I guess I can see it from that perspective.
But you're right. Like, I mean, recently I can think of Jimin in, I think, the new docuseries talking about how he was, like, depressed during the pandemic.
Yeah, I feel like Namjoon's been pretty open about it as well.
We just don't hear that. Hold on, my bias line. I need to do some, like, self-searching. But, yeah, anyway... I think we've heard other members speak about it, but it doesn't get traction the way that Yoongi's does.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe there is a sad Jimin post out there, and I just haven't seen it, but...
yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Hmm.
Anyway, we can move on from this sad, sad, sad topic.
We can.
So we're not exactly like the posts we are critiquing.
Yeah.
I know we had a list of topics. Which one did you want to jump to next?
I don't know. Let's talk about his artistry, I guess.
Here's a question for you that was not prepared, so feel free to pun it away. You mentioned, like, listening to the beat from one of the early tracks, and it sounded familiar. Like, I feel like Yoongi's so versatile, so, like, what... sounds like a Yoongi track to you? And I feel like we've maybe talked about this before, but, like, is there a signature thing that jumps out? I mean, other than the Suga whisper, like,
I don't know what it is. The initial track that I heard, I don't remember which one it was. I think that was his first beat that he uploaded. Sounded akin to, like, a Dejvita or a Burn It or like a Hagam. It just sounded very, like, familiar. He's shared other beats. I want to say that was Dejvita. That was that beat that he shared on, like, YouTube before. Or it turned into Dejvita at some point. Was it Dejvita? Damn, I cannot remember. Anyway, I don't have time to think about it either. God, what was that beat that he shared on, what's the name of that show? Oh my God, what is the name of that show?
That one beat, that one time, that one place.
Idol, Weekly Idol.
Okay.
Remember on Weekly Idol, he shared a song with the host of Weekly Idol, and they just, like, completely roasted him on there, and it was, like, the worst thing ever. I'll, like, never forget that. It sounds like, it also sounded like that. Like, there's I cannot, because I am not, like, fluent in music production and theory and whatnot, so I cannot pinpoint exactly what makes them sound like a Jungi-esque beat. But when I think of Jungi, I think of these type of beats. Now, he's made, of course, like you said, he's versatile. He's made mad other music, right? But when I think of him, I think of this sound in particular. At least first, before I think about the other beats.
Relating to his artistry, where do we even begin? Like, what do we want to talk about? Actually, I can kick us off. So I had recently become an ARMY when Suga dropped August D. Like, I was still in my baby ARMY era, and I was like, who is this person, and like, why is he so angry? Like, I was just like very perplexed, and maybe I was still like learning about them or unintentionally like putting them into boxes in terms of like the types of music I was expecting. But like, I don't know, like Jungi tied up in that train car with blonde hair, I was like, I don't know who this is, but like, also I just need to like watch this for science.
Yeah, I don't know, I feel like Namjoon's RM was kind of, I wouldn't say it was as like angry, but I feel like it kind of tracked. I mean, they had a lot to talk about, and they had a lot of people. They had a lot of opposition, right? They had mad ops. They had mad ops, and I just feel like they had a lot to say and a lot to get off their chest. And I feel like both of those mixtapes are kind of like complementary to each other. I think they express themselves a little bit differently on each, but I don't know. I just feel like at the time, it kind of made sense why he was, like, shouting on the mic. The anger was valid.
Yeah, cool. I'm not saying it wasn't. I just remember being, like, very surprised and confused.
I can see that.
That'll be the title of my mixtape, Surprised and Confused. Yeah.
I guess my point was that I was saying is, having been around for some time, like, him, like, shouting on the mic didn't seem as kind of like, why is he so angry to me? Like, it made sense. But I can see, like, you, like, just recently joining the fandom and being like, what's wrong with this guy?
Like, blink twice.
Exactly. Are you okay? And I think that was, like, one of the first times where we were, like, getting to hear, like, no, in fact, he's not, like, on the last. I mean, it was, like, it was huge, right? So. Yeah. I don't hear folks talk about August D as much as the other two, but August D has a special place in my heart. I appreciate the kind of, like, the rawness, the, like, unfiltered, like, less, I mean, he produced it, but you can tell that there was, like, a more considerable effort put into the remaining two in terms of, like, production, but I don't know, I appreciate the kind of, like, the rawness of that album.
I think for D2, like, I remember the collective chaos of, like, this mysterious countdown. Like, we didn't even know it was, like, a Jungi mixtape for sure, right? Because it was just, like, blurred pictures of a member, right? And, like, grayscale. And then he was, like, counting down. And then, like, on D-2, he releases D2. And so it was, like, the office meme of, like, oh, God, it's happening. Everybody stay calm. Like, exactly. You know, when people are, like, running around or community, where, like, you know, the door opens and the room is on fire. Like, that was Twitter in that era.
Also, didn't Apple, like, kind of spoil it?
That's right, I forgot about that. Adding to the chaos. What did they do? Did they update the cover or did they drop the tracks early?
I think they updated, like, the cover photos, because I think we were kind of debating on what DJU was going to be. I think some folks thought it was going to be, like, JK's. Like, there was, like, uncertainty about whether that countdown was specifically for Suga or not.
Yeah.
And then once Apple, like, updated his profile, we were like, well. But then it was kind of like, okay, well, when is this going to come out? And then him releasing it ahead of schedule. Ahead of schedule for us, I should say.
Yeah. The member most likely to toy with ARMY is Minyoongi, like, hands down.
Yeah.
Although JK has been trying it this year. anyway, he'll have his moment later. I, to this day, probably watched the Digitub music video at least, like, at least, like, once a week or every 2 weeks. Like,
yeah.
Blonde Yoongi strikes again.
Hey.
This time with his legless hair, and I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, I get it. I won't elaborate on why, but I get it. I will not further incriminate myself.
I mean, this whole podcast exists, so how do we feel about it? Yeah, and he was my background for, like, 2 years? I don't even know. And then I updated it to him standing on that red piano. So, like, Yoongi computer wallpaper background supremacy. Yeah. And when did D2 drop? Because my recollection is that, like, the music video for Digita came out. And it was, like, during the pandemic and everything was really, really, really crappy to edit myself. And I just remember it coming out and being, like, such a moment.
May 2nd of 2020. Yeah. May 20. Like, I cannot speak. May 22nd of 2020.
God. 2-0. 2-2.
Yes.
2-0-2-0.
Whatever.
0-5-2-2-2-0-2-0. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, like, top of the pandemic, too.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what he may have had planned for that, considering. What would he have done with that had COVID not did what she did?
Well, but didn't he recently say in the docuseries, like, was he going to drop that album and go?
Mm.
Like, he was going to drop that album, get his arm fixed, and then he was going to go to the military. So. But yeah, maybe he had a showcase planned. Like, we will never know.
Right. Those are the things I was thinking of. Was it going to happen that quickly? Was it, like, kind of expedited because of COVID? Or was it always on schedule to drop in May?
Yeah, I wonder. I was also really happy to have the Jin and JK cameo. I still think about that. Maybe not Roman Empire-esque, but, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Regularly.
Yeah. I do want to talk about his relationship with El Capitan or Jonggi Jung at some point. Just watched the Suchwata video with those two, but I won't save it for some other time. But I don't know, hear more about their relationship and how they met, started connecting, worked together. Was really interesting. I don't know. I'm like, had they worked together prior to this? Let me see. I feel like, was Daejeon the first when they were talking about it in the show? Don't quote me. But I feel like after this, we do really start seeing them, like, work together, like, for the most part on, like, just about every, like, body of work that Suga releases after this, so. yeah. It's very interesting.
This is, like, I don't know why, but the two pretty best friends thing just popped into my head. But anyway, yeah, I follow, like, El Capitan's, like, broadcast channel now on Instagram, and, like, half the people dropping hearts in his broadcast channel, they're dropping the purple hearts, so I think that's been quite an impactful friendship for the ages.
Yeah, very true.
Also, like, when you think about it, who could relate to him better, probably, than, like, someone who was also an idol, I mean, has since retired from that life, but working as a producer and still, like, doing things, you know, like, that has to be kind of, like, hard to find people who, like, understand your situation.
Well, yeah. Did you watch the, I'm not going to get into it, but did you watch the Superstar episode with those two?
No, I have not yet.
Yeah, to watch it.
I have been jetting around and
yeah,
dog sitting and whatever else.
When
so,
you get time to sit down and watch something, watch that first.
Jetting around sounds far bougier than what actually happened. I have been exhausted in an airport. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up him producing Boys with Fun. How could we not talk about that?
Yeah. Also, I just want to laugh every time because I hear Unsolicited, the Namjoon demo, pop into my head every time. But yes.
Yeah.
Boys with Fun, an icon for the ages.
Yeah, I don't know. I just start thinking about, like, BTS tracks and, like, probably, like at least either 8 or 9 times out of 10, it was produced by Suga. And I'm like, is it that I just really like Suga's production? Maybe that's it. Like, all my favorite tracks. Oh man.
Yeah, we talk about, like, Namjoon working himself to the bone and, like, the potato peeling incident of, like, 2020 or 2021, whenever that was, but, like, you want to talk, I've talked about this a lot too, because even, like, talking about, like, when we've been, like, delusional, like, you're dating, I've literally been like, you have to be okay with being second to the music. Like, Yoongi's out here being the other absolute, like, producing workhorse of BTS. Yeah. I mean, they all are absolutely just killing it all the time, but Yoongi was very involved in the production as well.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Can you think
I also think,
oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, since I talked about August D and then D2, I also want to talk about D-Day just quickly. I mean, we did our concert recap, shout out to the person that recently left us a comment there, but, like, we've had other episodes talking about it, but I think that Yoongi really brought us through this, like, weird in-between of chapter 2, when I think about, like, what last year would have been like without the excitement of the concert and, like, the concert movies and just, like, all the content and even, like, weekly Sujita, which, like, frankly, as we were just saying, like, I can't even fully keep up with. Like, again, like, I get salty when I think about, like, when will my man return from war, but at the same time, I'm like, I mean, he did so much last year, you need to slow your roll a little bit. Yeah.
I was going to ask, can you think of your favorite 3, you know, your favorite song from each album?
Whew. Wow. This is where I'm, like, sweating nervously. I think People is my top from D2. It's probably, like, one of my top 5 songs of all time, as I've said before. I think from D-Day, Amygdala. I think from August D, maybe the last, but, like, I don't know, because, again, I had a lot of, like, complex and confused feelings about that. So maybe the August D track is a little more changeable. How about you?
I wanted to pull up just to make sure that I am saying this correctly. Oh, God. Yeah, I think on August D, I think it's Give It To Me.
Mm.
It's either Give It To Me or, yeah, no, I think it's given to me.
or nothing. Or full stop.
From D2. Oh, God. From D2, I think it's strange.
Ugh.
And
I accept.
Yeah, I'd say from D-Day, it's probably SDO.
Ugh. Your Honor, I need to change my answers, but I will not do so.
But I also really like Snooze. As sad as it makes me, I also really like Snooze.
From D2, I think a contender as well is Moonlight.
Yeah.
I love suffering. I don't know. Whatever. I can't. What is your favorite Yoongi verse from the BTS discography? Oof. Like, not his solo work. You can do, all right, I won't make it like this brutal. I'll do top three. Do top three. I'm not trying to cause emotional distress.
Dang. I don't know, because he really snaps on the ciphers. I don't know if Cypher Part 4 is my favorite. Or three. No, it's not even the third one. I think it's the second one. Yeah, I think it's the second one. It's between the second and the fourth one. And I don't know. He also produced Autumn Leaves, which I'm obsessed with. Like, just all around. So I feel like I have to include that as well. I don't know. Can I count things like Interlude Shadow?
Yeah, I was going to say that, so, I mean. Yes, valid choice because it was my choice.
I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, Seesaw is also like, I listen to it at least once a week type of thing. Although, honestly, I'm just listening to their music nonstop, so who even knows? I was going to say Shadow. I'm trying to think, but, like, all of his verses are great. And then I'm, like, thinking of a mashup of all the songs in my head.
I was going to say what made me a Yoongi convert, like, to solidify him as my bias. It was freaking Just One Day. It's also, and also, Where Are You From? Both of those?
I was surprised when you didn't say Just One Day, actually.
I was thinking more so on, terms of, like, you know, rap prowess, like, the I don't know, like, the complexity of, like, the raps, per se. I was thinking that at first, but I was like, no, but, like, let's be for real, the entire reason why Yoongi was my bias was from watching just, like, after watching, like, Just One Day, and, like, Where Are You From? I'm obsessed with that. Oh, my God.
Well, luckily, these aren't set in stone, and we're not being evaluated on these, so everyone take it with a grain of salt. But on this topic, I do want to ask you, obviously, if people have been listening for a while, they know that, you know, we're both, as our friend would say, in line for Min Yoongi. We have this whole concept of, like, getting into line or, like, go to the back of the line. I don't know which of our friends originated that, or if it just came from the internet and we ran with it, to be honest with you. I want to ask you, like, what made him your bias, or, like, what keeps him your bias, since you kind of just said.
Yeah, I don't, it was, yeah, it was, like, the, it was the, I'm giggling, it was the smoothness, it was, yeah, it was the swagger that Yoongi has, it was just, like, yeah, I don't know, I was eating it up, like, it was just everything, I don't
know.
I wish
you guys could see her right now.
A little gummy smile, like, he's so sweet and nice. I think I really love that, like, one of the first, like, his personal fan projects that he did early in the year. I feel like that also, like, converted me. Him, like, taking the time to, like, handwrite these notes or, like, whatever he was doing, drawing these things for ARMY, like, it was just super sweet, like, putting these things together himself. I was like, oh my God, this man. I was just in love. Also, like, yeah, I don't know. It was everything about him. It's kind of like, he was like, kind of cocky, but like not in like an annoying or like abrasive way. It was just like I don't know. Explain it. It's the way he carried himself. That was initially. But yeah, I think I just over the years it's been like watching him like progress as a human being has just been really like fulfilling. Yeah, I don't know. He's hilarious. I love his attention to detail, whether it's in music or like with people or just things. Him just having a wealth of like knowledge of just like random. random things. I find that very cute, as well as his propensity to just give in to like anything like the younger members say and do, like whether he's like protesting against it initially, he's just like, oh, F it, like I'll just do it anyway. Like, I don't know, it's super cute.
Yeah, this is turning into on our list our favorite Suga things, but I was gonna say the gummy smile as well, like lethal. Like, how does a guy that raps like that and has this like swag and like way of carrying himself, as you were saying, like
exactly,
how does he look like that? Like, they all have duality, but like the gummy smile is like so endearing, like I can't even. And like Army will be like, show me your teeth, and he does it. Like, how unhinged is that request? Like, if someone exactly. was like, hey, show me your teeth, I'd be like, meet my pepper spray. Like, yeah, for the longest time, I guess I'm like further back in the line, because I was convincing myself that I was like Namjoon Jimin bias and Yoongi was my wrecker. And then like I mean again, I needed to like have a reckoning with myself, like, hello, he's been your wallpaper for like 3 straight years, what's wrong with you? Like, but again, in Army life, what does wallpaper mean? But that's a topic for another day, right? Like, we've probably all had all members as our wallpaper. But it was like, again, the care for fans that you pointed out with, like, him signing things, but, like, he came on the night before his surgery and was, like, playing guitar or whatever. And I was, like, honestly, like, he probably has so much that he needs to be doing, or, like, so much going through his mind right now. And, like, he's choosing to, like, be on Weverse Live with Army. Like, I was, like, you need to admit your true feelings. Like, Julie, you stop being the tsundere character. Like, admit that you love Yoongi. And I was, like, yeah, done. It's funny because, like, you're saying, like, he's so gentle and, like, detail-oriented. I don't really know how he started out with, like, the cold, like, rock personality. Like, because even in the early days, he was taking time to, like, hand sign things, like you were saying. And, like, they were kind of pushing it and, like, oh, he's sleepy and, like, we're bothering him with the iPad and he's, like, cursing us. But, like, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
It just seems so unbelievable in retrospect to be like, he's the tough, cold guy. Like, if that's your tough, cold guy, then you're a group of softies, because I don't know what to tell you.
No, seriously. Yeah. I was also, like, pretty obsessed when he was, like, in his basketball era. I don't know why. Really enjoyed that.
Like, recently going to NBA games?
Well, not that. Like, legitimately playing basketball. Like, that was, like, his shtick then, right? It was, like, he knows how to play basketball. Like, panned to him, like, spinning a basketball on his finger. Like, it was that. Like, it was that era. Like,
right? Yeah, he had made some, like, funny comment about, like, I don't understand. And he's, like, again, they say anything, and then there's, like, some other quote, like, contradicting it, so, like, take this with a grain of salt. But he had said something to the effect of, like, wow, like, I don't understand, like, being a fan, like, he's, or, like, how people, like, love us so much. And then I see this guy courtside at basketball games, and I'm like, yeah, yeah, keep talking.
Yeah.
Like, but, yeah.
Speaking
of... Yugi's always been kind of, like, a cool guy. Like, not in the personality, like, unemotional sense, but just, like... He knows how to, like, play basketball, and he knows how to woodwork, and, like...
Play piano.
I mean, like, barring the chicken smoothie, he knows how to cook.
Exactly. Cook, plays piano, like, I don't know, he just, like, what can't you do? He's, like, obsessed with architecture, I don't know, he's, like, again, it's, like, Bangtan's, like, they're men written by women, like, it's just unreal.
Feral screaming, insert here. Yeah. As I stare into the distance. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm.
Oh my gosh. Actually, okay, genre of pictures I'm feral for. He hasn't posted any recently, but when he posts pictures with Holly, it's like any member with an animal, I'm gonna lose my mind. But like, specifically, like, the one that pops into my head is, like, him laying on his side and, like, Holly's in front of him. Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm like, yeah, feral screaming intensifies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, kind to animals. Like, what's going on?
Exactly. Also, like, no more Dream Suga, like, lives... rent-free in my head. What is that clip that was like going around not too long ago where he goes around kind of often and it's like him dancing and it, like, his hat flies off and he just has like this most like luscious like head of hair underneath it and it's just like the most beautiful thing ever. What is that?
You're hearing angelic choirs or something.
Does it fly off or was it ever on his head? I can't remember, but I just remember like thinking, this man is fine.
Yeah. Yep.
God.
Honestly, I was talking about this in our concert app, and you kept being like, you can be 5'5 and fine, and like, that's true. It makes me happy that he's short, because I think like it would just be like too much if he was also like 6'3. You know what I mean? Like, I would actually be like incoherent.
Yeah, exactly. What's the photo anyway. I have framed of him in my home? Lives rent free in my head as well.
Yeah, we talk about this regularly, but like, what were all these fluffy haired pics and like with the flowers and the mist and like, it wasn't really mist, but like chiffon fabric. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What was all of that?
Long haired Suga era was top tier.
If you had to pick your top three Suga hair eras, what would it be? Because I feel like he's had so many good hairstyles.
In no order. I'm just picking three. Definitely the long black hair.
Yeah.
I go back and forth with this all the time. Man, Yugi was iconic, but it was also, like, very short-lived. But I feel like I should put it in there. I also really enjoy it. I go back and forth between, like, his, like, orange redhead phase that he had recently from Permission to Dance, yep. Or the, like, wine, like, burgundy-colored hair he had during, like, the Love Yourself era. I also really enjoyed that.
Mm.
But, like, anytime, like, I don't know, Bangtan with black hair is, like, superior to me. So, like, anytime it's, like, black, like, that's... And I'm like, yeah. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. I'm specifically thinking right now of, like, his hair at Yet to Come in Busan. Like, partially clipped back.
Yeah.
Slash, like, mini ponytail era Yugi. I also agree with, like, Permission to Dance, orange. But see... I love Mint Yoongi, like you're saying, but then I think about, like, hello, August D, blonde Yoongi.
Exactly.
Or, like, Daejeetah, blonde Yoongi. And, like, you've called Namjoon a natural blonde, but I also think that Yoongi might be a natural blonde. Like, the ice white, like, hair. Yeah. I'm like, oh, chef's kiss.
Yeah. But also, like, very specifically him in that wig.
Yeah, we all, like, learned something about ourselves that day, taking long hair to a new level.
Just do it again. I don't care what the reason is. Just do it again.
He'll be like, in fact, there's no reason. Like, there doesn't need to be one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, like, want someone to write. I have this idea in my head. This is embarrassing. I started it during, like, NaNoWriMo or NaNoWriMo. I don't know how people prefer to say it. But someone needs to write a book inspired by, like, Daejeetah Yoongi as, like, the Mad King. And, like, I don't know, like, some... I'm trying to think of, like, what would be historically accurate for the era. So, like, either someone working... at, like, a foreign embassy, or someone, like, I don't really love the idea of, like, conversion, but maybe I know there were a lot of, like, missionaries back in the day, so I'm, like, maybe, like, a foreign missionary, and, like, intrigue, and, like, anyway, someone write a romance novel for me. Steal my idea. It will be very self-serving, but I will buy, like, 100 copies of your book. Because I can't do it correctly, but maybe someone else can.
Yeah.
I need to see, like, Mad King Yoongi with all the red flags for his love interest is basically what I need. Like, you can decide what those red flags are. I just need them for research.
Oh, God.
Any? Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask anything else, Suga?
No, I was about to say the same thing. I was like, I could go on for hours and hours about this man, but we have to edit this. Like, let's not do this.
Exactly.
Yoongi, if you're listening, I love you. I won't ask you to marry me because it's been done before, but, I mean, if you ask me, I won't say no.
Well, and with that... That was today's episode of Girls with Fire. We'll see you next time.
Bye.